Ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time. It is that time to enjoy the finest cuts of meat Canada has to offer. If you like your meat a little bit light, a little bit thin, we've got Jason Perkins on tap. But if you like your meat thick, dark, and filling, we've got Kevin Evans. And for those who like it a little bit spicy, we've got Munish Joshi. Now, get ready for Canadian Bacon. It's time to start cooking. And we're back.
Right. Switching it up.
Change it up. Yeah, why not?
All right. How are you guys doing this week?
Good. Good.
Doing awesome.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. I don't know. Today, my throat started hurting me. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. I sound like I have a little bit of a frog in my throat. But it's Fresh better day. That we do this now before it gets worse.
That's all right.
So, Munish, you had some stuff going on.
Yeah, big news.
I got lots of stuff going on. I did the Potty Moms tour in Brantford, Ontario, which was awesome. It went really, really well. With unfortunately, one of our acts was unable to come for personal reasons, but nonetheless, the show went over very, very well. The crowd was happy. And we're going to do another show in the near future. We're just working on other dates and locations and stuff.
We're close to
the GTA. Working on Brampton.
We're working. We're working on Brampton.
Come on, we gotta. The B dot has to be in you know included in that.
Definitely, we might have two different things tour for Brampton. Then the tomorrow I showcase for Yuck Yucks Toronto, meaning that I get to perform before the owners and other management people, along with a shitload of amazing talent. Like I was telling you guys earlier,
that's big news.
This is. I feel embarrassed to be on this card. I look like the weakest ringer there. I look like the cab driver brought the real talent there.
Ah, come on.
Like they're just incredible guys that are there. I know a lot of them, and three guys who are in Just for Laughs are going to be there.
Yo, you gotta update that. You feel like the Uber driver.
I feel like the Uber driver. Which is just German Uber, for Indian Uber guy. In there. Yeah, but come on, I gotta support my peeps.
There you go.
And their fares. And then I got a show in Kitchener coming up in 2 weeks.
Okay, nice.
Which I'll keep you guys posted on. I've got, I'm going to be doing some more work for the brain injury folks that are out there. I've been asked to read more and more, and I got a lot of feedback on the kinds of books that they'd like to hear my voice for. Mm. I got to tell you, at the show, a lady took me aside and said, "Your voice, it's fucking sexy."
At the Potty Mom's thing?
At the Potty Mom's thing.
Was she a potty mom?
No, but she spent a lot of time in the potty. She went to the bathroom like five times and stuff. So
maybe she was getting coked up.
I don't know what the hell was going on there.
Maybe,
but
maybe the food. Maybe
the food. Yeah. You've had some Indian before too, baby.
Yeah, really.
But no, she was like, "Where can I hear your voice? I just want to hear your voice to fall asleep to."
Oh wow!
And I was like, "Well, jeez." Go to MuseJoshi.com.
I was going to say, I hope you sent her to your website.
I did. Listen to Canadian Bacon. You can listen to us for a long time.
That's true.
You ever had multiple men at once? CanadianBacon.com.
There you go. She can mute us, me and Jay, and just listen to you. So how about you, Jay? How was your week?
That's been pretty crazy. Just
working on that kitchen.
Yeah, getting that new kitchen. They just had to come in there and just gut it. So it's been a little weird. We've been...
The floors look really good, man. As soon as we walked in, it's the first thing I noticed.
Oh, it looks amazing. My cousin's husband's done an amazing job, but we've been doing like the dishes in the bathtub.
Oh wow.
We're the fridge is in the living room.
Yeah.
We have like one of those little portable like hot plates outside. it's kinda like camping at the moment.
Yeah,
so it's a little crazy, especially
even your kids were like outside. When we walked
it was worse before because they had to put a bridge over the hall because the tiles had to set.
Right.
And of course, you know, the little one was like, "Fuck, I'm not going on that bridge." And like, he kept getting yelled at it. And it was just because if you don't set the tiles right, it's a problem. But
yeah, then you gotta reset them though.
But if you say go on the bridge, that goes into his mind as don't go on the bridge.
Yeah.
Right. So. It was, don't go ahead and step that. Don't hit that. Oh, hit that, you know? Yeah. So it's like, it's been pretty, been pretty crazy, but it's going to be good when it's done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, good. So Yeah. My week wasn't anything spectacular.
So how many movies have you seen since and haven't invited you?
Well,
did you see Hitman?
I just like, Hitman, hold on, right? before we have this conversation, I just like to go ahead and point out that I invited you to Dunkirk and you didn't show up.
I know. I told you I wasn't going to show up for that.
No, you didn't. You told me you were going to let me know.
Yeah, I know.
And that. You let me know by not showing up.
Yeah, because I have the mother-in-law in town. Once the mother-in-law's gone, then it's different.
Yeah, and also I like to point out that he did not show up to the Potty Moms tour after Connie, Munish's wife, personally invited him on...
I know. Facebook. I know.
My friend from Sault Ste. Marie came down to see it.
Jake didn't even show up from Toronto.
He drove for breakfast. 7.5 hours.
But where was it? Oh, no, I was at my cousin's. It was a birthday party. Yeah. And then I had to take my aunt to the airport.
Right. Yeah. Sure you did. I did. So, actually, I did watch The Hitman's Bodyguard and Logan Lucky. I went to the drive-in on Friday.
Oh, they played together?
They were playing together, surprisingly. Nice. Considering they both just came out.
But The Hitman beat it at the box office,
didn't it? It did. And I will say, okay, even though Hitman got a lower score on Rotten Tomatoes than Logan Lucky, I actually liked Hitman more. I will say that it was an entertaining film. It was a popcorn film.
Yeah.
The banter between Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson was great.
Yeah.
Right. Because like, see that. I was saying the next time I watch it, I have to count how many times they say motherfucker, because they say like they swear.
That could be a drinking game.
It could absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So Logan Lucky was good. Don't get me wrong. I did like it, but it was a little bit slow.
But I think that's more of a. Not to say it's a more intelligent film, but it's instead not, of like
by any means.
No,
no, no.
It's not like not. A story that kind of takes more rather than just one-liners and stuff.
No, no, there's one-liners, but it's one of those films. Like the ending, there's a little bit of a twist.
Yeah,
which I won't obviously spoil. Not much of a twist, but there was a little bit of a twist.
Was it predictable?
Yeah. No, actually, I didn't see it coming. But
was the Hitman predictable?
Hitman was predictable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That Logan's Run is like a little bit more of a
Logan Lucky.
Logan Lucky, right? Logan's Run is a movie, isn't it?
Logan's TV Run. Show, it? No, Logan's Run was a 70s.
Yeah, film, well, there you go.
Where they had to run for their lives, whatever, because you got terminated at the age of 30, whatever, if I remember correctly. That's Logan's Run. Uh-huh. It's the sci-fi from like the
70s. Yeah, yeah. That's why it was in my. No, but I was just saying like, that's why I think that it was maybe more of like. The storyline was a little deeper. That's why you couldn't predict the ending to that. But the other one was popcorn film.
Yeah. Put it this way. I'm sure other people might have called it this as well. I call it the Redneck Ocean's 11. Mm. That's the best way to describe this film.
Yep.
And it's actually made by the guy that did Ocean's 11. The first one, I can't remember if he did the second or third.
They're making a female version.
They're doing a female one.
What's that one called?
I don't remember.
What, a female version of
Ocean's 11?
Ocean's 11. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think
I think it's called Ocean's 28 Days.
Yeah.
It's called Ocean's.
It's a bloody period. Ocean. Bloody Ocean. Period. Red bloody Sea. Ocean. Part in the Red Sea.
Yeah, Ocean's. Exactly. Period.
Oh, period, yeah. Oh, jeez. Here comes the hate mail. Yeah. I'm not getting any from my wife, though.
Yeah, because she doesn't listen.
She doesn't listen.
Mine doesn't either.
But that's in real life. She just doesn't listen.
You'll get some from my girlfriend. She listens.
All right.
All right. There you go. So kicking off this week, we lost a legend yesterday. Jerry Lewis passed away at the age of 91 in Las Vegas.
91 or 99?
He was 91.
91, okay.
1926 he was born.
Yeah, he was 91.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So apparently it was from natural causes.
Yeah, which is right? a good way to go, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there was no mention of like any disease or anything like that. So
no, which is, you know, he had a good life and
absolutely
just went out.
Gonorrhea.
Okay, when I say disease, clearly I'm talking about like cancer or, you know, I mean, one of those, right? So,
but he was a, you know, very influential comedian, like Jim Carrey said, I am because he was, right?
Right, right.
And yeah, I think I love those films from back in the. Early 60s, where he was the bellboy and the original Nutty Professor, and all the like a lot of the movies he did with Dean Martin.
I'm trying to remember, was he in the original Ocean's 11 now that we bring it up?
Because he was in Mad World, apparently.
It's a Mad World, right?
Yeah,
okay.
He was in that. Yeah.
But was he in Ocean's 11?
I don't remember.
I don't think so. Because he was part of the Brat Pack. Or not the Brat Pack, the Rat Pack.
Sorry. The Rat Pack. No, yeah. I don't think he was.
I thought he was.
No, he wasn't. Dean Martin was.
Yeah, Dean Martin.
But he was.
Sammy Davis Jr.
He was only there because he was friends with Dean Martin. He wasn't part of the Rat Pack.
Oh, okay.
Like the official Rat Pack.
Frank Sinatra was part of that.
Frank Sinatra. You said Sammy Davis Jr.
For our younger listeners, the Rat Pack is...
It's not a rap group.
It's not an Indian version of it.
Yeah.
Looking here, Nutty Professor. Oh, geez, this is a big list.
Mm. He did a big movie. What was the one in the early 80s with De Niro? That was...
King of Comedy.
That was a big film, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So... this is a huge loss for France because France loved Jerry Lewis, right? Mm. Wow. He was a huge star in
Italy as well, too. They loved Jerry Lewis. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a big guy. He was a big star over there. But apparently he had two stars on the Walk of Fame.
Really?
I think one was for obviously for movies, but one was for something else.
Well, he was an author.
I don't know. He had two, apparently.
Yeah, he was an author, so maybe that's what it was for.
Possibly,
you wrote.
Yeah, but you can look it up. I don't think there's too many people that have two.
Yeah,
Donald Trump has like one, but it's broken.
Yeah, people piss on it every day, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't see it coming up here, but what a crap load of movies this guy did.
What are you looking for?
Ocean's 11. He wasn't in it.
No, he wasn't in Ocean's.
Yeah, 11. I wasn't 100% sure.
No.
Yeah, I'm just surprised at freaking look at his career, like going back to 1949.
Absolutely.
Wow, like that's incredible!
He's been around for a while. So, and like Jay said, he was the original Nutty Professor as well.
And also for what was it? He did the telethons too.
That's right, Jerry's Kids, man. Yeah. Jerry's Telethon.
And for MS, right?
I believe it was MS. Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know the exact figures, but it's like over $1 billion.
Oh yeah, he made tons of money. Oh yeah, absolutely.
So he's.
I haven't seen those on TV for a long time.
I don't think he's been doing it for a while. I mean, obviously.
Well, he obviously hasn't, but someone could have. You know, he could have passed a torch to someone.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe they found a cure. Yeah. Shit, we're done.
And that's the end of the show. We're out.
Yeah. We'll pass the torch to Canadian Bacon. See ya.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be great, though, if like on air, they just, by the way, we found the cure. So should we cut it?
Nah,
let it run for a little bit.
So, yes, rest in peace, Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, for sure.
Gregory Abbott died as well.
Yes, who was that again? I saw that name.
Comedian and actor and author, I think,
as well. Okay. Activist as well.
Activist, yeah.
What was he?
He was like a pioneer, wasn't he? Like in...
pioneer, so he's been around for a while.
No, not a pioneer, like coming on the Mayflower or maybe whatever it is. But like in the as a black comedian,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And yeah, he
oh was, right, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, he was a writer as well. That's what.
Yeah,
he,
yeah. But he was an activist for something. I just don't.
Yeah, you're right. I did read.
I would say for black rights, probably.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
We need more guys like him around now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, no, I actually saw on Instagram Russell Peters posted about that, and I was curious on who he was, so I looked him up. But yeah, I forgot his name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about now.
And I've never been on Instagram.
No?
You're not missing much.
No.
I'm not a huge fan of Instagram.
I don't like Twitter. I don't. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Facebook
is, but we do enough. Have a Canadian Bacon Instagram account, I like to point out, which I run.
We need to do a lot more on Instagram because that's you know the what? Medium it's, choice.
It's, yeah, no, a yeah, lot of people use it.
Facebook is owned think, by Instagram owns.
Yeah, they own it now, but yeah. I think really? Facebook
Instagram
is
like, bigger than Facebook?
No. I think Facebook is bigger than Instagram, but Instagram is owned by Facebook, is what he said.
Oh, Instagram is owned. Yeah. I thought it was the other way around.
But, okay, yeah, they
but
bought
the,
it.
But the younger guys, the younger cats, don't want to be around where their parents and their grandparents are, so there's certain shit they do on Instagram.
So they not switch in over to Instagram. Like,
can't the parents and the grandparents just open up Instagram?
They can. Yeah, but it's just that's more work for these guys. They're just old.
I think
since the telephone ran out, they don't get any support.
Okay. Facebook seems more user friendly than Instagram. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I could.
And there's more options on Facebook. Like for example, on Instagram, when you like a picture, you can only like it. Where Facebook, you can like it, you can laugh at it, you can sad it, you can wow it, you can heart it. You know what I mean? Like there's
more options. Like it on Instagram.
that you can only like. And it's actually not even like. Technically, it's a heart. So you can only heart stuff.
Well, what if you don't like it?
Then you don't double tap it. So,
but there's no way of saying this is stupid.
What, Instagram?
Yeah.
No, Instagram is good. One of the reasons why I downloaded Instagram in the first place, like back when it first came out, was for the camera filters, right? Because they were the first one to introduce the camera filter, so you could do different, you could do stuff to your pictures, you know, like add different filters and stuff. Now everyone has that pretty much, right? But they up their game with the whole video loops and all that shit, right? So
that's where it's changed. And the storytelling with that tool is
that's right. The storytelling tool as well.
I broke my front-facing camera.
Oh, did you?
Really? I've been meaning to change this phone. It's a Windows phone that I have, and it's a highly secure phone. That's why I got it. And it, if you don't have a front-facing camera, it's fucking painful to use Instagram.
Yeah,
it's all about the selfie.
and
they make the selfies look good with the filters.
And with all the filters and all that shit. Right?
So, I don't think I've ever taken a selfie.
What about Snapchat?
Ever?
I don't think so.
Do you ever do Snapchat?
No.
Do you have it?
I'm not a fan of Snapchat. I think
I don't do any of that shit. I just go to work.
Snapchat is for women. Like, I'm sorry, no letters. But I don't know. I feel like Snapchat, with all those like cutesy filters and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not a fan. I never download it.
My girls use it constantly, but I only have girls, so.
Exactly. That's just why they're all
on it. That they're all on it and stuff. Yeah. But I look at it and I say, this is kind of fun. But I'm not going out of my way to switch platforms because I want Snapchat. I just, but I do enjoy it. It's just kind of goofy.
Yeah, no, it's extremely goofy.
Look at that.
So, let's move on. Yeah. So before we started recording, I brought up the Canadian game show, Just Like Mom, and I thought you guys would have known this show for sure.
Like. I don't know. There's something in the back of my brain that so, I kind of remember it, but I never watched it.
Basically, they would have moms and their kids, and the host would ask them a bunch of questions. So, like, the mom would leave, and they'd be like, so what's mom's favorite thing to cook? Or whatever the question is. And then the mom would come back, and basically, she'd have to guess what the kid said.
Wasn't that like the kid say it's the like darndest?
It's more like Bill Cosby?
That was Cosby.
It was more like the dating show, but with like moms and their kids. You understand what I'm saying? Like the questions I'm talking about. Like, you know what I mean? The question part. And then they had a baking segment where the kids had to bake something.
Oh, I remember now. That was the baking segment. Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
There you go. That was
now that you say the baking segment, and they were always a disaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So I remember. I should show you guys afterwards. Later, like when I say later, I mean nowish. Somebody put together a bunch of clips because the host was extremely creepy. And he would like try to like get kisses from the little girls and stuff like that. And he was like touching them and stuff like that. Dude, it's funny. When you watch this now, I got creeped out. Right? So anyways, like there's one where the guy's like, come on, just give me a little kiss on the cheek. And as soon as the girl went to kiss him on the cheek, he turned to his lips.
Really?
Yes.
No. Dude, that's screwed up, man. Dude,
it's creepy.
Yeah, you don't want that shit.
But anyways, this was a Canadian TV show.
Oh, God.
So anyways, the reason why I brought it up is they're bringing it back.
The less creepy person.
I hope so, because this time it's going to be called Just Like Dad.
Oh,
God. Right? No. So it's going to include, I don't know if it's going to be just dads or if it's going to be both, but apparently they're including dads now. So hopefully it's not a creepy old dude trying to kiss.
This is not going to end. This is not going to end well for people.
So
who's going to be the host? You know,
It doesn't say. I don't think they got that far yet.
All right, just like that.
So, just like that. Yeah. Oh, I can just picture this. Some Jamaican father coming out there, and the kid saying, "What does your dad do at the end of the workday? He beats me. I leave my shoes out. He beats me with the shoes."
Yeah. He tells me to go grab the biggest stick and pun the tree. And he whoops my butt side with it.
So today we will be baking.
All right, man. Let's get baking.
Let's get baking.
Shit, that's funny. So yeah. So Just Like Mom, Just Like Dad and Mom, I guess it will be called, is coming back. And it's going to be 100% Canadian.
They could have like a show where they have like divorce parents on there. So it'd be like, just like that bitch mom or whatever. Or just like that deadbeat dad.
Hey, you're good for nothing father.
Yeah, exactly.
I never needed my father, but we got to find him. Here he is. Dun, 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 dun. Come out here with Leroy.
I think maybe if they had like just like mom or just like dad with like a Jerry Springer feel to it, maybe that would be
awesome.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. And then the baking segment, they just basically like have food fights.
Yeah. Because obviously Canadian television is a little less.
Everything Canadian is a little weird.
Yeah. They don't push that line, I don't think.
The
only one is, I think, Trailer Park Boys that really pushes
and Letterkenny.
Funny you should say that.
I still gotta watch it.
Right.
It's not on Netflix. It's not on Netflix. Can't watch it.
I have them all downloaded.
Don't say that.
He didn't mean that, folks. He didn't mean that.
I know K. Trevor.
I bought them on iTunes.
Yeah, at HMV before they went bankrupt because everybody was fucking downloading.
Shit. Speaking of downloading,
License
to Drive remake is in works at Fox.
License to Drive, that's Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, yeah.
And, what's her name? Roller Girl. Why am I drawing a blank on her name? Come on, guys, help me out. The Hangover, she was the mom, the stripper mom.
Hangover. Oh.
What's her name again? Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Why am I drawing a blank on her name?
She's got beautiful breasts, too.
Anyway, she was in that film as well. She played Mercedes.
Mercedes, yeah. That name, that's a total stripper name. I think I saw Mercedes at $1 million once.
Yeah. Well, the whole
welcome to the stage.
I'm sure Mercedes. the whole reason why they called her Mercedes is for that one line in the film where he's like, "I never thought I'd fit a Mercedes in the trunk of a Benz or something like that, or in the back of a Caddy or something like that. Whatever the car that it was that they stole.
Is there one song that you listen to that reminds
Heather
Graham?
You? Heather Graham. There you go. Thank you.
Was she in that?
That was her. That's who we're talking about.
But she's been around that long?
Yeah. I think that was like one of her first roles.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, if you watch it, you'll
I was gonna say Heather Graham, but then I was like, I don't think she's been around that long. But I guess she has because
I said, Roller Girl, she was Roller Girl in Boogie Nights.
Oh, Boogie Nights, yeah. Okay.
That's she why I said Roller Girl.
Roller Girl, okay, yeah.
In Swingers, which is one of my favorite films.
That's right, she was in Swingers, that's right. I forgot about that
movie, too. Now she doesn't do anything.
You never seen Swingers?
No.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that's a great
I heard film. It's, I've had several friends.
Yeah.
I gotta get watching more TV. You know what I've been doing for the last while?
Fucking
girls. Yeah, well, a little bit of that.
What?
A lot.
Fucking girls. No.
Yeah. That's the way it's out there, right?
No, like, right? Well, not like that. But
you get there, you're going to be on, you're going to be the new host of just like, just like
just
mom.
Just like mom. Yeah, I've been fucking. No,
give me a kiss.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, that's only for the adult edition. Yeah. All the stepchildren. Come on here. My kids are always around my fucking face somewhere, and they're going to bed later. My wife allows it all the time, so I don't get to watch any good shit until much later. I finally I binge watched Orange is the New Black, the latest season.
I never watched that, but I heard good things.
It's so fucking good. Yeah. And same with Stranger Things. I watched it a second time.
Nice.
I don't know why. Like I've seen it and saw it, but and same with cartoons. If I watch cartoons around the kids, they tease me. They pick on me. Like I'm being bullied in my own house.
That's funny.
I watch Justice League. I watch Batman movie. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is awesome.
Did you watch the Lego Batman movie?
I did watch. I want to watch that the second
time.
You
said you didn't like it.
I didn't like it, but really? I'm sure it's. I may have not been the right mindset or something.
I thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
I still found the Lego movie funnier, but I did have a good laugh at the Batman movie. Second time around, more so, actually.
Yeah.
I guess because I saw it in the theaters the first time, so you kind of miss some of the stuff. Yeah. People are laughing, right?
I felt like I missed some stuff because, and I think I'm pretty sure I did. It was probably interrupted half a dozen times. And I started watching it with the kids.
Yeah.
And I fucking can't stand watching movies with those kids. They just like, "Hey, Daddy, get me some popcorn.
Wow.
Get me some. I don't know how to use the microwave. You fucking used it 10 minutes ago, you bitch. What the fuck? Why the hell? They interrupt everything. And then I get up and go to get the popcorn. They take my seat. They've stretched out and they've taken my couch. They go, "You can just lie down here with me." So uncomfortable with their bony heads and stuff. God damn, I hate them. Fuck, they're a piece of shit. I can say whatever. My wife doesn't listen to this.
And neither do your kids.
No, they're, yeah. No, she'll let them one day and then they say, "Listen to this, man. What a piece of shit that guy is. How could you marry him?"
So back to License to Drive. So apparently the writing team behind it are writing it as a female lead. So it's going to be two females opposed to a couple of Corys.
It's not going to be McCarthy in it, is it?
No, it's gonna. It'll be kids.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think McCarthy's a little too old for that.
Role. Yeah, yeah.
So, well, yeah. So it's gonna be two girls this time around. So, personally,
to bring back everything and yeah, just making it female. I wonder if there's going to be a Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but
except there's going to be Ferris Bueller's yeah. Day Off.
Ferris
Bueller. Okay, I will say this: they're not remaking as of yet. Knock on wood. What's his name? Films. John.
Hughes.
John Hughes. Yeah. I don't know why his name slipped me there. They're not so far. They haven't remade any of his films.
No,
yet. Knock on wood.
So they're not having 28 candles.
not yet. Not to say that it won't happen. It probably will eventually. Pretty in black, because orange is the new black.
Yes, actually, that Donald Trump is kind of orange, right? So is he the new?
He's the
is
new
he
black.
The new black, or is he is orange the new white? I don't know what that. If you want to be right wing now, you got to be orange.
That's true.
You're not a white supremacist. You're an orange supremacist. Yeah. So that way you can hate black people and get your vitamin C at the same time, right?
Shit. This is why I do this show, folks.
Oh, wow.
What are you looking up there?
I just saw something there that Cosby's hired Michael Jackson's lawyer to defend
him. Yes, I saw that in the news today, actually.
Like, what the hell? That's kind of funny. Just save your money. Just say what you did.
I thought it was done, Bill Cosby.
No, it was... what's the word I'm looking for? Where it's basically suspended.
I thought he got away with it.
No, he didn't. Not officially.
You know what?
Look, this what's condom the word? Didn't what's fit the word? On my penis.
It's basically suspended. There's a word for it.
It's a retrial, I think. Not a retrial. Mistrial.
There you go.
In America, once you get...
You can't be tried twice for the same crime. Yeah. But they never came to the conclusion, so he wasn't found guilty or not guilty, so they can declare a mistrial. Yeah. So it acts as if he didn't. But, you know, I'm just blown away at this
thing. I don't get a mistrial. It's either a yes or a no.
Yeah.
How can you have a mistrial and then start again? Well, why don't you just keep going with the same trial until you get a yes or a no? How do you start over again?
Yeah, it's a waste of tax.
Yeah, that's just bullshit.
That's what it is.
It is, and they're trying to,
let's start at the beginning.
His career is ruined.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
And, but there are still people, and I hear it all the time, saying, you know what? I always get asked that question. Who's your favorite comedian? And when you flip the question around, what's your favorite comedian? Mm. I can't say how many times people said Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
And they said, I don't care what he did. He was still a really good comic.
Oh, he was an amazing comic.
But I think you can separate the two.
Yes, I agree.
I don't think
separate the Cosby Show from the porno, touchy-feely Cosby rapey from the 70s.
He did some fantastic stuff in business, but at the same time... all that stuff in my memory is tarnished.
Yeah, but he hasn't actually been convicted of anything.
He hasn't been convicted of anything, but, you know, 50-plus women later, there's not a pattern liar. There are people who lie out there and people who take advantage, but 50? You might be able to knock out a couple of them for whatever reason, but...
Yeah, I'm not defending Cosby, but I'm just thinking, you know, if you think about his comedy, you know... Yeah, he was a good comedian, but
I feel the same way about Bill Cosby, the way I feel about Chris Brown, Justin Bieber.
Okay,
they're great entertainers. You cannot touch either of those guys on stage.
Mm-hmm.
They put out great songs, but they're dicks in real life.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Right. I don't promote like Chris Brown's woman beating shit that he does on his own free time.
No.
But I love the Chris Brown that records good songs and is an amazing
I know,
performer.
It's hard, I mean, but to separate sometimes. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are lots of actors out there that are complete douchebags in real life. But if you look at their work on screen, like what's his name? Apparently he's a complete douchebag. Christian Bale.
I was going to say that.
He smacked his mom around or something like that. He goes crazy. He loses it.
But then there's these actors who are amazing off screen, like Colin Farrell. Apparently when he was in Toronto for TIFF, this was like a couple years ago.
The homeless guy.
Yeah, there was a homeless guy on the street and he asked him for money. He obviously didn't know who he was. And he's like, come with me. And he paid for a condo for this guy for a year.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I mean? There's guys who are like, you know, who are famous, who are like obviously amazing off screen. Yeah. But then there's dicks like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I think I saw the other day at the end of Bruno Mars's one of his concerts, he announced he was giving $1 million to the Flint, Michigan. You know how they've not had any like a water crisis? They haven't had clean water for like 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Yeah.
And he announced that he was donating $1 million to that cause.
To clean up the water?
Yeah, that was the one that Dave Chappelle said he was supposed to go to, but he was like, yeah, I got offer. Yeah, they don't need me. Funny. I'm going to the Oscars.
Stevie Wonder, what the fuck do they need me for?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But Bruno Mars, yeah, he offered $1 million.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Even, okay,
not to say that he's a dick in real life, but, you know.
Yeah. Like, I mentioned him before because I think he's amazing. And amazing artist. And he seems like a genuinely amazing guy, is Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper won a Grammy without ever selling an album. Mm. Okay? And apparently he donated, I can't remember, I think he's from Chicago, if I remember correctly, but apparently he donated like $1 million to I think it was like some, like a YMCA type thing, whatever, in his neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right. He donated $1 million. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
You know what's interesting to me? And it's people should actually write their comments and tell us what they who's an outstanding person for this sort of stuff. But what amazed me, and going back to Cosby, is since everything's happened with Cosby, whenever I watch Cosby stuff, it just seems like shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know why.
It hasn't tarnished me.
It's tarnished me, and I don't know why. But, like, you know, other people have had this thing. It's just for Cosby for some reason.
Yeah.
It's.
But I think the problem, with the thing is that, you know, you have a lot of stand-up comics who, they go out there, like, Eddie Murphy, he's this kind of rough and, you know, from Detroit. And you get all this, you have that edge. Whereas he was, Bill Cosby was like the father of America, you know, in a way. Like when he was on Fat Albert, he was this, you know, he was like a father figure. And then the Cosby Show, he was a father figure.
Yeah.
So he wasn't like one of these comedians that came out there and was like, hey motherfuckers, you know, he was like a father figure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's why it's an even bigger shock.
And I think that's it.
It's funny because Chappelle does a thing where he was talking about Cosby. This is older shit, not about his new stuff. Not his new allegations. But Chappelle was talking about, I guess, some of the shit that Bill was known for doing back in the day. And he's like, people seem to forget that Bill Cosby is just a nigga from Philly. Right? Just to like, you know, point it like to go with the thing of him being a father figure, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
just so everyone knows, Kevin is black.
He's allowed to say
he's
that.
Allowed. He's got a special license.
Just for the record, I threw the A at the end. So I didn't go. I didn't go
politically correct.
Let's not put that out there.
I didn't go hard R.
I can just.
There's a difference.
Yeah,
there's a huge difference. There's a huge difference. You can't go hard R.
So if I was, if I said that, you just call me. Yeah, but he was the A.
I just picturing that.
Yeah, and it was only one G. it was a lowercase N.
So yeah. But anyways,
did you know you can actually say this now as long as you're in it with an A? So next time you go through the drive-thru, tell that man. Tell him what you think.
But yeah, no, I think that's funny that he said that. Anyways, back in the day.
Yeah.
So anyways, let's move on. Super Troopers 2. Did you guys watch Super Troopers?
I did.
Right?
Didn't they already make it 2?
The part 2 is made.
They had a crowdfunding thing.
They
for
did.
That,
they did a crowdfunding. Called, yeah. They raised $5.7 million.
Remember they had the thing where the cop, the kind of douchebaggy one, they locked him in the trunk and said, we're not letting him out until we raise like a certain amount of money. You showed me that.
Farber, I think his name.
Yeah, whatever. Farber, that's right, yeah.
He's great. Yeah. I love that guy.
But yeah, they raised $4.4 million in 30 days, the first 30 days.
How much?
$4.4 million.
Let's make Super Troopers 3.
Yeah, right? One of the most successful crowdfunding campaigns for a movie, yeah. So yeah, that's pretty impressive. But anyways, the reason why I brought it up, because it finally has the release date, which is April 20th next year.
Nice.
420.
420, And you know, in this country, that's going to be legal, right?
Yes, it will. It won't be
July
legal
on Canada Day, which Canada I think is
no, no, they don't want to do it on Canada Good. Day. Right. They said they're going to do it. So it'll the be before. After. It'll be before.
Oh, before.
They'll do it on 420.
Yeah. No, because, yeah, it'll be 420 2018. It's supposed to be July 2018.
Right.
Well, so basically, if we do get caught, we just have to get a mistrial and then put it after July and then be like, yeah, it's legal now, motherfucker.
So, yeah. So, I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
Yeah, I love the first film. So you're pondering.
I loved it too. But I was just sitting the thing. I remember the beer movie that they did. The beer.
Oh, beer fest.
Beer pong.
Beer fest. Beer fest.
Wasn't it beer pong?
No,
beer pong. Wasn't that Ralph Macchio beer pong?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, beer fest. I remember that too. That was the one with the boot.
Yes. Das Boot.
Das Boot, yeah. That was
Das Boot.
That was a great film.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was going through my head. Those guys have done some pretty good stuff.
Yeah. What was the other one? Club Dredd.
Yes. Club Dredd was weak.
I don't know. I liked it. I like Club Dredd.
I saw that the week after I went to Jamaica. And it just didn't impress me.
Oh, okay. I like Club Dredd. I thought it was funny.
Paxton was in that one, if I remember.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he played, what was it? Because he was the...
he's the Jimmy Buffett character.
Yes, the Jimmy Buffett character, but he was called, like, Malibu Pete.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the guy that just played in Toronto?
Who's that? Jimmy Buffett?
What was that guy? What's that guy's name?
What are you talking about?
What's the guy with the, like, the Hawaiian shirts and...
Yeah, it's Buffett.
Probably Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, the... What's that song?
Margaritaville?
Yeah, he just played in...
Really?
Like, this week.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Where do you play?
I think at the Budweiser stage.
I was going to say probably Echo Beach because that would be
because I remember because I have a co-worker that I work with. He, during the, he's a manager every summer for the casino that they have down at the X. And he said, after the Jimmy Buffett show, it just got flooded with people in like Hawaiian floral shirts and stuff like that. And he said it was fucked up, but it was funny. Yeah.
Every time I listen to anything from Buffett, I just think of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
It's just been stamped in my head now.
That's funny.
Margaritaville.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch Eclipse today?
Just on TV. I didn't risk losing my eyes.
You must have gone out there.
I was working, but my mom brought over some shoe boxes.
No.
Because obviously can't look at it.
Yeah.
But if you just take a shoebox, put a white piece of paper, and then make two holes. One has tinfoil, and then make a little hole, and then look at it so that it projects onto the white piece of paper.
I see.
You can do it. So they, my wife and the friend that we have staying with us, they did that, which was kind of interesting. But it wasn't a full here.
No,
it was a partial. The one in 2024 is going to be a full one. So. Yeah. So,
interesting.
Yeah. We'll have to be live for that in seven years.
Right.
There you go.
Canadian Bacon. From the studios.
Canadian Bacon Studios.
There you go. So, yeah. Are you guys excited about Super Troopers 2?
Yep.
I am.
All right. Yeah. So am I. I'm all about it. So,
You know what I was hoping for there? I was hoping you knew who else is excited. John Cena!
Yeah, that would have been good too.
So apparently John Boyega hints at possible cameos by Prince William and Harry William in The Last Jedi.
Fuck, they're even outsourcing the royalty rules.
apparently they're stormtroopers and they have lines.
Yeah.
They
actually do have lines?
Apparently they have lines and they're stormtroopers. Well, the last movie they had... James Bond, what's his face?
Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Who announced recently that he is coming back. I think it was this week.
I think we talked about it last week. I brought it up.
I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe you did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I brought it up last week. Apparently, yes, I don't know if it's official, but yeah, apparently they have
candles. That's so cool.
Yeah. So I did hear about them visiting the set, right? So it was kind of a given.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I remember hearing about that like back when they were filming it. So,
but I don't know. I think that kind of takes away. Like, okay, they're royalty, but you know, really, do they have lines?
It would be cool if they did.
Yeah,
imagine if they're arguing or with one another. Like, you know, they take off the helmets and saying, "Hey, you kill him. No, you kill him. I'm not killing him. Yeah, you kill him." Or they work for the Emperor.
But apparently, Tom Hardy apparently was on set as well. So. Who knows? Maybe he has a cameo as well.
This is turning out like the modern day Sesame Street. Remember every star was on Sesame Street?
Yeah, okay.
That's one of my... I'd love to be on Sesame Street.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember when Mark Hamill was on the Muppet Show?
I remember the Muppet Show. I don't remember Sesame Street. Was he on Sesame Street?
I think C-3PO and R2 were on Sesame Street, but not the rest of the cast, if I remember correctly.
No.
Yeah, I think it was just them.
Every big artist has done Sesame Street at some point. Or the Muppet Show.
Even like Prince was on there too.
Yeah.
Which I thought was kind of...
Yeah, he was on Sesame Street. Yeah. Yeah, I saw somebody posted on Facebook not too long ago. It was a song that he did with the puppets. What? We left
now. I just picturing it. Were they purple puppets?
No, I don't think so. But it was actually a catchy song. I remember that. It was like, and of course they're like dancing and singing along with them. So,
wasn't Kurt Cobain and Nirvana on there as well?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Really? On that? I think that's a little weird.
I gotta go back and check.
Yeah,
Ozzy Osbourne was never on.
He was on.
On the Sesame Street.
He was on Sesame Street.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he was definitely on there.
Don't drink and don't do drugs.
They were trying to get him to say the vowel. Just like,
Sharon, what's my line?
It's a letter O, Ozzy. It's the first letter in your name, you piece of shit.
What's with all these fucking kids around? Who invited them?
You know,
let me snort one of the puppets.
Go get me a beer, you fuck.
You know who else was on Sesame Street though? And his name is John
C. Nice.
Did you slam Oscar the Grouch?
I did that to my wife.
Yeah.
And she said, "Who the hell is John Cena?" And I was like thinking to myself, "Leave it alone. I want to crank call her one day."
Yeah.
And do that. When we tape on a Sunday morning, I know she's asleep. I want to wake her up with that.
Hey, we can do it. We can do it. Yeah, let's we can do it.
All right. Join us next week for the crank call.
And the week after for the divorce proceedings.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Who's my defense lawyer?
Yeah. John Cena. If anyone has a sofa that Munich can crash on, just let us know.
Oh shit, that's funny. So also in Star Wars news, by the way, since we're talking about it, the Obi-Wan film apparently is in the works. So it was announced this week that the Obi-Wan picture is actually going to happen.
Is it Ewan McGregor?
Confirmed yet, but if it's not, I think that'd be a stupid move.
Yeah
but he's I don't know, because if it's going to be a really young Obi-Wan, because he's already in his mid-40s, right?
Yeah, so. No, that's the thing, though. I think it would make sense if it wasn't a younger Obi-Wan, just to have Ewan McGregor in it.
Yeah.
Younger than what? Because apparently he was interested in it.
So something where he's, before the whole Star Wars crap happens, he's learning how he got his powers and stuff, or?
I would assume it would be after. I think, I don't know, I have a feeling it would probably take place around the time after he drops Luke off at Aunt Peru. Mm-hmm. And then... I guess the Avengers that happened to him on that planet, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. I guess that would make sense. Or off that planet, whatever the case may be. I think that timeline, that's if it's you're looking at it. Ewan McGregor that plays him.
Yeah. And if it wasn't him, you know who'd make an awesome one?
I think it would be. And his name is John So
Obi-Wan on roids.
Yeah.
I thought you said droids, no roids.
It doesn't get old. So yeah. So I'm excited about that if it happens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're getting Oscar nominated Stephen Daldry to write it. And direct, write and direct it.
Oscar nominated. What was he Oscar nominated for?
He was Oscar nominated for Billy Elliot and The Hours. So
it could be a dancing.
It could be. But hey, you throw in an Oscar nominated director, like they brought in Ron Howard for the Han Solo film.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe good things are going to happen.
Yeah. Actually, no. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder what James Cameron would do with something like this.
With Star Wars.
Yeah.
Well, we'd make everyone green and.
There's another.
Blue. Are they blue or are they green? Avatar people.
They're blue. Yeah,
they're blue. Yeah. But there's another rumor circulating that Guillermo del Toro is interested in doing a spinoff film with Jabba's Palace. So like a Jabba the Hutt spinoff.
Okay.
which is
I don't think Jabba's that.
I don't think Jabba is that big of a character, but picture his world, right? When I say his world, I mean Guillermo del Toro, like how like he does his like creatures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whether it's going to happen or not is another story, but apparently he expressed interest in doing it.
Well, everyone wants to kind of cash in, right?
Yeah. I think so. I think that's the whole thing now.
Huh. So. That'd be interesting if you kind of brought like, not him, but I'm thinking like a creative thing to do is if you had that underbelly. Mm-hmm. Like the Han Solo film is probably going to do it, but mm-hmm. that underbelly of the crime that takes place in that universe, in that galaxy,
I think they should
Scorsese style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should incorporate Jabba the Hutt into the Han Solo film.
Which I could see happening.
Yeah, but not a standalone Jabba.
I could see that happening. I could see them putting in Jabba, Guido, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll shoot him first. Right, so I'm sure like stuff like that will probably appear in the Han Solo film. Time will tell. So
I was gonna say, just popped into my head. Last week we spoke about Terminator 2,
right?
Yeah,
and the dude that was the liquid. What was he called?
T1000. I want to say 2000. No.
T1000.
Yeah, I think it was. Originally, apparently they wanted Billy Idol for that role.
That's what.
Get out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see that at all.
Yeah, that's apparently who they wanted for that.
That's funny.
I don't know if it would have worked, but.
No.
Yeah, that's who they wanted.
Could have looked mean.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would have been kind of funny.
Yeah.
So if they went ahead with like a new Terminator, who do you think it would be?
And his name is John C.
So, I had to do it. Apparently, he's there. I actually just read something today that he was up for. I'm drawing a blank on my
answer. Sorry, who?
Bill
Idol? Or?
No. John.
And his name is John Cena!
John Cena. Yes. Sorry, I had a little run in with the Star Wars music there. But yeah, no, there's something I just saw today that he was supposed to be in, like a remake, and I'm drawing a blank on what it was. That he's up for. I didn't
Pee-wee's take Playhouse.
No. That'd be interesting though.
Yeah.
What do you do in this theater, Pee-wee?
So anyways, let's move on.
Doing a half Nelson.
Does this sound familiar to you guys?
Johnny Carson show? Or Bewitched or something? Oh, Jetsons.
The Jetsons. Yeah, I heard that. They're so, about a remake. Yeah.
Apparently they're making a live action series. So
this was Hanna-Barbera, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was.
It was okay. Yeah. Well, I wasn't a big fan of the Jetsons, but I watched it.
The Jetsons was basically the modern Flintstones, right?
But it wasn't as good as the Flintstones.
No, of course not. No. But I love the Jetsons. But no, of course I love the Flintstones more.
Yeah,
Flintstones. But yeah, and I grew up on both. So. So yeah, how do you guys feel about a?
Was it going to be a cartoon?
No, live action. No,
Oh, like the Flintstone one with John Goodman.
But a TV show. Movie, a TV show. So apparently it's supposed to be 24 or no, sorry. No, it doesn't say. But yeah, it's going to be a live action. So. Yeah. And Robert Zemeckis is producing it.
That's a nice name, but yeah. Doesn't seem like it's going to be anything.
You never know. Hey, they never know. Surprise us, right?
Yeah.
So,
you know, it'd be cool.
Doesn't really grab me.
If they did something like that, but this kind of like brought in like the craziness of like Orange is the New Black.
So they made it like an R-rated show?
Like Judy Jetson, the daughter, was a lesbian?
Or a slut.
Or a slut, yeah. Either or, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Now you got my interest.
Yeah, there you go. You should be doing this show.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should be writing.
That's for sure. Slide.
God, we got tissues here.
So speaking of Daniel Craig, we were talking about him a little earlier. Apparently he confirmed that he's coming back for James Bond 25.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be two films, but I think he's only the one, isn't it?
As far as I know, it's only the one. So he is going to be, apparently he was on the Stephen Colbert show, and he confirmed on that show that he is actually attached to the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. I think he still has at least one, maybe two more, because he's I think he's 49.
Mm.
So what was his name?
Roger Moore.
Roger Moore did it to like what I mean, you don't want to get too old, right?
Yeah.
But he could maybe do another one, 50, 51, 52.
Mm-hmm. I'm just picturing Roger Moore or him keep running it, and then he's like parking the car, the Austin Martin in the handicap parking.
Yeah. Or forgetting where he parked.
Yeah. Where the hell did I park? Yeah.
Or not being able to get it up when he's got like the sex girl there.
He pops the pill beforehand. Yeah.
Sorry, do you have a glass of water?
I could choke on this, yeah. And here's a drink. It's called the Cosby Classic. Enjoy.
So yeah, I'm on board.
Yeah.
I dig Daniel Craig as James Bond, so
I haven't been disappointed
yeah.
at all in any of his movies there.
No,
he's been good.
But he's still in my head, it's Pierce Brosnan.
No, yeah.
He looks the part, sounds the part, but yeah.
I think Daniel Craig's good.
He's good, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So well, who's going to replace him? Who do you think?
There's only one guy I can think of. That's got to be.
Sorry, I was not on board for that one. Sorry.
No John Cena there.
No John Cena. No, apparently some people were saying, what's her name? Charlize Theron.
Oh, Atomic Blonde.
Really?
Yeah.
Did watch Atomic Blonde.
Oh, yeah. Was it good?
You know what? It's again, it's a popcorn film.
Mm-hmm. My daughters want to see that.
Really? There's nothing really bad in it, so I suppose they could watch it. When I say bad, there is. There's a lesbian scene.
Ooh. Oh, that's
there we go. Yeah, never mind. No, you shouldn't take them. I just remember.
But now,
you know. And I think I think there's a lot of swearing.
There is for sure. But
yeah. Yeah, I don't think they can watch it yet. Now that I think of it.
I can watch that later.
But yeah, no. I was entertained by it.
Of course.
My friend.
Entertained just listening to it. Yeah.
My friend that I went with, she didn't like it. She's very into like women kicking ass on screen, but she wasn't really feeling this, feeling her in the film. So, but yeah, she's into that whole woman power thing, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was entertained by the film. I wouldn't tell you to run out and watch it.
No.
So, well, yeah.
So she shouldn't be the new James Bond then.
Well,
Jane Bond.
Yeah, well, I don't think she should be it. Personally, my choice what? Is...
It's a porn and his name on. Is John C.
Yeah, it doesn't get old. So okay, so moving along. This week, I don't know if you guys watched it yet. A trailer just dropped, I believe, today or yesterday, called Suburbicon. Which is the new? Apparently, it's directed by George.
Isn't that Matt Damon?
Damon.
Yeah,
and directed by George Clooney. I'm not 100% sure if he's.
Oh, George Clooney directs it.
George Clooney directs it.
And what's about again? I watched the trailer.
He feels like nuts or something.
I didn't watch the trailer yet.
Oh no! You're gonna like it.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys saw it, and I'm the one.
I've actually seen it.
I think I watched it, but I don't remember what it was about.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember. I just remember he was just like this average everyday guy who snaps.
All right, and, so kind of like Falling Down.
That was a great film.
I haven't seen Falling Down yet.
That's
a great film. Michael that's Douglas. Classic. That's from like 91, 92.
Who was the lead in that?
Michael Douglas.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah.
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 That was a great film, yeah.
All right, so I guess I'm going to be watching this for the first time. And you
I think I have seen it.
Yeah, let's put it over here.
But I don't remember.
Sorry. Okay. So So this is a switch because I only watched like the first like 5 seconds. So
let's get it. It's like Fight Club all of a sudden.
Yeah. Julianne Moore and Oscar Isaac.
Welcome to Suburbicon, a town of great wonder and excitement.
Hey there.
Built with the promise of prosperity for all.
All the white people.
You need to get up. There are men in the house.
This is Donald Trump's neighborhood.
His idealistic neighborhood. See, Director George Clooney.
Son, there's something I have to tell you.
Those men killed your mom.
We've decided it'd be best if your Auntie Margaret came and stayed with us.
Mickey needs a mother.
We'll be strong. We'll be fine.
Mr. Lodge?
Yes.
You know a character named Rizzoli? He's a loan shark. If you were into the mob for money, that might explain what happened to your wife.
Hi, pal.
Oh, well.
This is the last time that clown's gonna ignore us. Take care of a kid.
Mickey?
These animals took everything from us.
I have to make decisions like what's best for the family.
Any progress on the investigation?
A mobster got killed a couple of days ago. I can end the conversation real quick.
I'm sorry for his loss.
Life? Yeah, I guess he probably is too. Nobody
speaks. I'm here to collect.
What do you want?
I want all of it. All of it.
Nothing like this ever happens here.
This is a safe place.
It was.
Would you like a cup of coffee? Nobody speaks.
I could have you killed in no time.
I could kill you too.
Directed by George Clooney.
Oh, it's gotcha. Funny. I was gonna say it looks like a Coen brother film, and lo and behold, they wrote it.
He just directed it.
Yeah, Clooney just directed it. That's exactly what I was thinking the whole time. Like, this looks
that's
like
kind a of Coen an interesting collaboration of the Coen brothers. Yeah, because he's usually in the movies.
Yeah,
right?
He's usually in their films. Yeah,
I'm surprised he doesn't have a cameo in there.
Who, Clooney?
Yeah. He might.
Who knows? He might. Right. What was I gonna say? To me, it kind of looks like a Coen brothers Death Wish. That's the way it looks like to me.
Yeah, that's a good description. Right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like I said, the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, this feels like a Coen brothers film.
You know, stay out for me that on that was the music. I like the modern music with that period with that piece.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't 50s music.
No, but it fit perfectly.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it totally did. So... Yeah, no, I think it looked pretty good, actually.
I'm excited by that. Yeah, I always like Matt Damon anyway. He's I always think he's phenomenal.
Yeah, no, he's a good actor. I like him.
And he makes fun of himself well.
He does. Yeah, he absolutely does. And the guys from South Park make fun of him better, though.
But... Yeah.
I don't know why they rip on him, you know?
Oh, the reason for that is because apparently when they ordered the marionettes... When they opened up the Matt Damon one, he looked like he was mentally challenged.
Oh.
So that's why they went with the whole Matt Damon.
Oh, right.
So that's why they did that. Not that they don't like Matt Damon. It's just because of the puppet, the way it looked.
All right.
So, yeah. So, yeah. And on that note. Right. Thank you for listening today.
Yeah, great show.
My name is Kevin Evans.
Jason Perkins.
And I'm Munish Joshi.
And that was Canadian Bacon, eh?
Have a good one.
Take off.
Take off.
This sounds sexy.
I love this music.